Winston, can you see? Are you on the north side there where the plane made contact?
Yes, I am.
There where the plane made contact?
But I'd say the hold is, let me just get a better look right now.
Okay, go ahead.
I'd say the hold takes about, looks about 6-7 floors were taken out. And there's more explosions right now. Hold on, people are running.
Winston, hold on just a moment. We've got an explosion inside.
The building's exploding right now. You got people running up the street.
Okay.
Hold on, I'll tell you what's going on.
Okay, just put Winston on pause there for just a moment. Okay.
The building's exploding right now. You got people running up the street.
Okay.
Hold on, I'll tell you what's going on.
Okay, just put Winston on pause there for just a moment.
I understand Teresa Renault is with us right now. Ms. Renault, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
This is Bryant Gumbel. I'm down on 59th and 5th. Where are you?
I am in Chelsea, and we are at 8th and 16th. We are the tallest building in the area, and my window faces south. So it looks directly onto the World Trade Center. And I would say, you know, approximately 10 minutes ago, there was a major explosion from probably, it looks like about the 80th floor. It looks like it's affected probably 4 to 8 floors. Major flames are coming out of the north side and also the east side of the building, yes.
You're over in Chelsea. Did you hear the explosion your position?
Yes, we did. As a matter of fact, we heard it, and because I was just like standing there, pretty much looking out the window, I didn't see what caused it or if there was an impact.
So you have no idea right now?
Oh, there's another one. Another plane just hit. Right? Oh, my God. Another plane has just hit. It hit another building. Flew right into the middle of it. Explosion.
As you look at the picture from our chopper now arriving at the scene, Jim Friedel in Hoboken said it appeared to bank sharply and smash directly, perhaps purposefully, into, oh my goodness.
Oh God.
There's another one.
Oh
my goodness, there's another one.
It seems to be on purpose.
Oh my goodness.
Is that
now
a plane?
Now it's obvious, I think, that there's a second plane just crashed into the World Trade Center. I think we have a terrorist act of proportions that we cannot begin to imagine at this juncture.
Oh my God.
My goodness. A second plane now has crashed into the other tower of the World Trade Center. Obviously, suicide, terrorist attack.
Absolutely.
On the World Trade Center. Thank you. Oh my goodness.
Oh God.
And then as we were watching the live picture here in the studio, we saw a plane crash into the other tower of the World Trade Center. And again, let's just to be sure, there it is.
Oh.
There it is. The plane went right through the other tower of the World Trade Center.
That is a very hard thing to watch.
Just to be sure, there it is. The plane went right through the other tower of the World Trade Center.
That is a very hard thing to watch.
To be sure, there it is. There it is, the plane went right through.
Raining down as they're trying to help people.
And you have to wonder, you hear about Trade number seven in trouble right now. And then what does that lead to?
Have you seen any evidence, Elliot, of people being taken out of the building? You say that emergency vehicles are there, understandably so, but... Understandably so, but of course the major concern is human loss. I mean, do you know if there were many people in the building?
Oh, another one just hit. Something else just hit. A very large plane just flew directly over my building. Over my building, and there's been another collision. Can you see it? I can see it on this shot.
Oh my!
Something else has
you
just.
You know what?
We
just saw a plane circling the building.
No doubt, a lot of activity on the ground right now. And in terms of the firefighting capabilities, when you get up to this high level, I assume the firefighters have got to get up there and, fight it from inside. If you're taking a look now, you can see that we've just had another explosion, and that is considerably lower. And is that in the other building? Is that what I'm witnessing?
Something that made it clear that the first plane wasn't an accident.
Is hijacked. This, the actual plane, as it hits the south tower of the World Trade Center. 8:10 a.m., American Flight 77, a 757 with 64 aboard, has taken off from Washington's Dulles Airport, also bound for Los Angeles. It, too, taken over and loops back into the Pentagon. It slices in at an angle, leaving a deadly and ugly gash.
Two United Airlines flights were hijacked today, and that the attack planes were the hijacked domestic flights. Roughly 21 minutes later, approximately 9:03 Eastern Time, the second large jetliner can be seen.
Uncertainty right now as to what is happening. You can see there are choppers. I believe that could be a police helicopter that is... Oh!
Wow.
We just saw...
Oh, my goodness. You were
another,
looking at another live picture right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Of
what I believe was a plane.
We're going to re-rack the tape here and see if we can't see a plane. Yeah, we see it right now.
American Airlines jet coming, and I thought this doesn't add up. It's really low, and I saw it. It just went. I mean, it was like a cruise missile with wings.
And I looked up. I saw the jet banking, and clearly you could see the AA on the side. I knew it was an American Airlines jet, and it went into a steep decline and accelerated. Boom, right into the Pentagon, the side of the Pentagon. And the wings on the jet just folded back, and it just kind of crumpled. It kind of came together like an accordion, and it just pierced the wall of the Pentagon, and there was this huge... Boom.
Hi there, my name is Mike Walter. I work at WUSA Channel 9 in Washington, D.C., and there's been a lot written on the internet about me and what I witnessed and saw on September 11th, 2001, and so I'm here to set the record straight. One of the other things that's talked about on the internet is the fact that I witnessed it, as did a number of other people from USA Today, and one of the things I've seen written is, oh, well, what was going on? Were all the USA Today people gathering for a picnic at the Pentagon? You should probably know that the Pentagon at the time was located about 9 minutes away from USA Today's headquarters in Roslyn. It's since moved out to Tyson's Corner, but at the time, it was the way that we all went to work each day. We drove by the Pentagon, so it was a common sight for us. One of the things that really bothers me is the fact that people constantly are calling me and emailing me and want information about this, and I'm happy to talk to them. But a lot of them say that, physics just says that this is impossible what happened. But what happened is pretty obvious. The force of this jet hitting the Pentagon at about 500 miles an hour, when something hits a concrete structure like that, you know, this belief that the wings would go in is just ridiculous. What I saw was the actual jet going in, but the wings folded back like this. So that's why when you look at the hole, you say, well, it's not big enough. Well, that's why. The wings were not strong enough to withstand the impact. They folded back, and that's why the jet went in, and that's why the hole that you see isn't as large as you might imagine in another structure. Basically, the only reason why I'm doing this is because over the last 5 years, I've been getting a lot of phone calls, emails, and my words have been twisted. And I figure if you're going to the internet for information, go and find the right information. One other suggestion, keep an open mind, but always try and get the facts.
You know, it might have appeared that way, but from my close-up inspection, there's no evidence of a plane having crashed anywhere near the Pentagon. The only site is the actual side of the building that's crashed in, and as I said, the only pieces left that you can see are small enough that you could pick up in your hand. There are no large tail sections, wing sections, a fuselage, nothing like that anywhere around, which would indicate that the entire plane crashed into the side of the Pentagon.
9/11. Jamie, it's finally been released.
Yes, that's right, Kira. This is, again, a more complete version of the 6 still frame images that CNN obtained unofficially back in March of 2002 and broadcast then. The full tape has been something the government has been holding as evidence in the trial of Zacharias Moussaoui, but now that that trial is over, they've released the full video. And the video, which runs for a minute or so, shows what happens just before the impact and also the plane coming into the building. It's from 2 separate cameras, both at the same location at a Pentagon checkpoint entrance. And it's hard to see as we're playing it here. It's sort of stop-action video. Again, very similar to the still frames we saw before. But when you run the video back and stop it, at one point you can see what appears to be the nose of the plane just entering the frame. The very next frame, there's an explosion. And then in the second angle, which is taken from another camera a little bit lower down, you can see what appears to be a white flash that also looks like the plane. But again, it's not going to be distinct enough to convince conspiracy theorists. It's not going to be distinct enough to convince conspiracy theorists. It's not going to be distinct enough to convince. But for anyone with any common sense, and given all the other evidence we have, there's really no doubt that a plane hit the Pentagon.
Thank you.
At approximately 8:45 Eastern Standard Time, a plane crashes into one of the towers at the World Trade Center in New York. Some 18 minutes later, television viewers across the country watch in astonishment as a jetliner flies right into the second Trade Center tower.
Mr. Kellstrom, are you able to see these pictures, by the way? Mr. Kellstrom?
Yes, I am.
Were you able to see those?
I was able to see that, yes.
As you watch that, as you've seen that, I hear the anger builds, doesn't it?
It does. It certainly does build. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
I mean, we're trained in many ways, both of us. This is amateur video, the plane coming, and now...
I was standing here talking with a couple of people, and then I heard the jet. It was very low. It came right over through here, and then it made a slight twist and dove right into the building. It was a medium-sized passenger airliner. Not identify the markings on it. And it looked to me like stuff actually shot out of the other side of the building. Not the whole plane, but pieces of it flew out the other side.
Yeah, because it's cut on the whole right side. That must be a wing that sheared that off.
Yeah. You can see it. You can see from the cut. It just tipped it up.
Emergency vehicles are there, understandably so, but.
I'm picking up the
It looked like, I swear, it looked like a United airplane that crashed into the side of...
The one that just came in now?
Yes. That was a United... It looked like, I swear, it looked like a United airplane that crashed into the side of...
The one that just came in now?
Yes.
I got outside and was shooting. The second plane circled around and it flew out over New Jersey and then it came in and just...
Holy shit!
Something that made it clear that the first plane wasn't an accident.
Thank you.
ABC's Don Daler, who is on the scene. Don, just give me some description again of what you can see now.
What we're seeing, it appears that there is more and more fire and smoke enveloping the very top of the building. And as fire crews are descending on this area, it does not appear that there's any kind of an effort up there yet. Now remember, oh my God.
Oh my God.
That looks like a second plane.
I did not see a plane go in. That just exploded.
ABC's Don Daler, who is on the scene. Don, just give me some description again of what you can see now.
Vantage point from Hoboken.
From Hoboken.
It appears that there is more and more fire and smoke enveloping the very top of the building. Jim Friedel in Hoboken said it appeared to back sharply and smash directly.
It does not appear that there's any kind of an effort up there yet. Now remember,
oh my goodness.
Oh God.
There's another one.
My goodness. Oh God.
Which building are we talking about? The one that's westernmost?
ABC's Don Daler, who is on the scene. Don, just give me some description again.
It's coming out on the north side and the east side of the building of the westernmost tower.
That's correct.
That's correct. That's correct. That's correct.
You're over in Chelsea. Did you hear the explosion from your position?
Yes, we did. As a matter of fact, we heard it and
descending on this area.
Because I was just like standing there, pretty much looking out the window. I didn't see what caused it or if there was
any kind of an effort up there yet. Now remember,
so you have no idea.
Oh, there's another one. Another plane just hit.
That looks like a second plane.
Oh my God! Another plane has just hit.
Another
building flew right into the middle of it. Explosion.
From what you can see.
Right.
Now, can you see if there's a lot of debris downstairs, Winston?
No, because it looked like it inverted. With the impact, everything went inside the building.
More and more inside.
The only thing that came out was a little bit of the outside awning.
Fire crews,
but I'd say the huge, the hole is, I'm just going to better look right now.
Okay, go ahead.
It does not appear that there's any kind of an effort up there yet. Now, remember, oh, my God.
Swarmed with emergency vehicles and sirens.
Have you
obviously we're very sensitive to this kind of thing in this neighborhood.
Elliot, have you, of course, because of the incident that occurred in the early 1990s, of course, the major concern is human loss. I mean, do you know if there were many people in the building?
Oh, another one just hit.
And unfortunately, here in New York, many of our stations cannot see this, local stations, because the antennas are on the World Trade Center. They're backup towers on the Empire State Building. But communication, television communication in New York City is probably pretty much knocked off the air.
Obviously, suicide, terrorist attack on the World Trade Center. What we have been fearing for the longest time here apparently has come to pass. A disastrous terrorist attack.
is, once again, a picture of one of the towers of the World Trade Center.
A private aircraft.
I'm not sure if it was a... It just seemed like a smaller plane. I don't think it was anything commercial.
This angle is a little deceptive. As you know, there are two Trade Center towers. The shot that we've got is now just from one side of the World Trade Center.
It's near the upper floor, as you can probably see with your chopper shots. I was walking down 6th Avenue this morning at 8:42 a.m. A group of us saw a plane through
the building, then we saw a huge cloud of smoke. It does not appear that there's any kind of an effort up there yet. Now remember, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Oh my God.
That looks like a second plane.
I did not see a plane go in. That just exploded.
Later, just as emergency crews were converging on the scene, as eyewitnesses were gathering on the street corners, a second plane drove in too, and you can see that plane coming around the building. Right now, in this tape, and there you can see the hit as it comes through what looked to me, at least, and this is the first time I've seen that tape. Look, you want to be careful here. We don't want to get too far ahead of this, but obviously this has all the appearances of an extraordinarily well-coordinated and devastating terrorist attack.
Right now, we've got Sean Murtaugh. He is a CNN producer on the telephone right now. Sean, what can you tell us about what you know?
This is Sean Murtaugh, Vice President of Finance. Hello?
Yes, Sean, you're on the air now. Go ahead. What can you tell us?
I just witnessed a plane that appeared to be cruising slightly lower than normal altitude over New York City, and it appears to have crashed into, I don't know which tower it is, but it hit directly in the middle of one of the World Trade Center towers.
Sean, what kind of plane? Was it a small plane, a jet?
It was a jet. Looked like a two-engine jet, maybe a 737.
You're talking about a large passenger commercial jet.
A large passenger commercial jet.
It's believed a 737 has crashed into this speculation at this point, but at least three floors taken out, crashed into the side of the building. Joining us right now, one of the producers with Fox Report, Owen Mugen, on the scene. Owen, what do you know? What do you see? Where are you?
Yeah, Brian, I'm on the roof of my building, which is about five blocks to the south of the World Trade Center. I'm looking right now at the World Trade Center. There's a massive gaping hole on the second tower. It's just unbelievable to look at. There's a massive hole.
It looks like something out of a movie. There is a huge hole in the side of Tower Number 1.
Tower 1.
Owen, your apartment is just a few blocks from it. Did you hear anything?
I was lying in bed. All of a sudden, I heard what sounded like a plane or something coming extremely low, and then we just heard this shattering explosion. I ran up to the roof and confronted by this.
Going to interrupt myself and everybody else for a second because one of our senior producers, Mark Obenhaus, is on the phone and he saw the incident. Mark, you hear me?
I do indeed, Peter.
Go ahead.
Well, I was leaving my house to go to work and I walked down the street to go to the subway. I was at the corner of Franklin and West Broadway. And as I was approaching the subway, a tremendous roar went over my head and I looked up immediately, and it was a plane, and much lower than I've ever seen a plane in lower Manhattan. And it was a large plane. I couldn't identify it as anything specific except that it was a commercial jet, certainly. And then my eyes followed it because this is approximately 15 blocks from the World Trade Center, and it just slammed right into it and was completely engulfed by the building. It was extraordinary. No wings flew off, nothing like that. It just went directly in, creating this sort of cavern-like hole. It reminds you of the worst kind of effects in movies that, you know, you're reassured watching a movie that it's an effect, but this is not.
Well, Mark, you and I were supposed to have a meeting not long from now. We'd prefer you to go and work the story, if you would, and call us back as soon as you can.
I will indeed.
Many thanks. Mark Obenhaus, one of our senior producers on the phone, who saw the incident, describes it as a large plane.
Okay, we actually have an Eyewitness News reporter, Dr. Jay Adlersberg, who is downtown at the time, and he is on the phone with us live. Dr. Jay, what can you tell us?
Hello, Steve. I'm actually uptown at 86th and Riverside. I can see the World Trade Center from about half the building up to the top. And about 5 minutes ago, as I was watching the smoke, a small plane, it looked like a propeller plane, came in from the west, and about 20 or 25 stories below the top of the center, it disappeared for a second and then exploded behind a water tower, so I couldn't tell whether it hit the building or not, but it was very visible that a plane had come in at a low altitude and appeared to crash into the World Trade Center.
Mark Birnbach, a Fox employee, is on the phone with us. Mark witnessed this from what we understand. Mark, were you close enough to be able to see any markings on the airplane?
Hi, gentlemen. How you doing? Yeah, there was definitely a blue logo. It was like a circular logo on the front of the plane, towards the front. It definitely did not look like a commercial plane. I didn't see any windows on the sides. And as far as I knew, when I saw it coming down, I was like, well, LaGuardia is pretty far away, and that plane is really slow. And definitely very low. And I'm completely panicked. You're freaking out. I cannot believe what I just saw.
We are all shaken by this. Some of the key suspects come to mind. Osama bin Laden. Who knows what? Eric Schahn is with us. Eric, I know you have a lot of sources at the FBI and other agencies like that. What can you tell us?
Well, first, I apologize for being out of breath because I was walking down Fifth Avenue, which is close to our studios, and I heard a jet, perhaps a 737 or a small Airbus, flying low, unusually low over Fifth Avenue, making a right. I'm not going to say, I don't have any reports on what type of plane hit the World Trade Center, but people looked up and it made a right toward the building. John, what we just saw, though, obviously, if that indeed was a second aircraft that hit the southern tower of the World Trade Center, that obviously raises the specter of an intentional terrorist attack here, if that is indeed what we are looking at. I don't know what the reports say of what type of plane hit the tower, but I did see a jet airliner that was fairly low.
Tell us what you saw, if you would.
I was waiting at a table, and I literally saw it seemed to be like a small plane. I just heard a couple noises. It looked like it bounced off the building, and then I just saw a huge
like ball of fire on top. And then the smoke seemed to simmer down, and it just stung. You know, a lot of smoke was coming out, and that's pretty much the extent of what I saw.
We are going to join another one of our New York affiliates, WABC, for their live coverage.
Plane overhead, and then all of a sudden I thought it sounded kind of louder, then I looked up, and all of a sudden it smashed right dead into the center of the World Trade Center. It almost looked like the plane probably went through, I'm not sure.
Winston, can you see, are you on the north side there where the plane made contact?
Yes, I am.
There where the plane made contact? The plane made contact?
We also have Don Daler on the phone, and you know he's been with us on Good Morning America for a long time. And Don, where are you and what do you know?
I'm about four or five blocks just north of the World Trade Center. And at about 15 minutes ago, there was a loud sound that I can only describe as it sounded like a missile, not an airplane. Then there was a loud explosion and immediately lots of screaming out on the streets. And I don't want to cause any speculation, but that's the only way I could describe the sound. And it was
pretty heavily banked, maybe 45 degrees. Hard to tell. It was kind of unremarkable because you do see planes fly through here. It was a large plane, like a 727. And that's the only reason I kept looking, and then it went right into the building. I just thought it was going to follow the river and keep on going, but it didn't.
Now, after the plane struck the building, from your vantage point, it apparently went directly inside.
That's correct.
Jim, I don't know whether we've confirmed that this was an aircraft, or to be more specific, some people said they thought they saw a missile. Well, I don't know how people could differentiate, but we might keep open the possibility that this was a missile attack on these buildings.
Ali, I must say that we have an eyewitness who said it was a large plane that crashed first. And then as we were watching the live picture here in the studio, we saw a plane crash into the other tower of the World Trade Center. And again, let's just to be sure, there it is.
Oh.
There it is. The plane went right through the other tower of the World Trade Center.
That is a very hard thing to watch.
Jane, you said you saw the first plane. Did you get a glimpse of what kind of plane that was? We were told it was a small commuter plane.
Well, it wasn't a Cessna or anything like that. It was a larger plane, a mid-sized plane, and we could hear it very well. And
we heard a very loud sound, the kind of sound you hear when a plane is going fast past you, followed by an enormous crash and an immediate explosion. I don't think we could feel shockwaves, but we sort of felt like we did.
People in the building.
Oh, another one just hit. Something else just hit. A very large plane just flew directly over my building, and there's been another collision. Can you see it?
Yes.
I can see it on the shot.
Thank you.
many people in the building?
Oh, another one just hit.
I have been talking this morning about the near impossibility, it would seem, that now 2 years after the attacks, there would be new video of what happened that day. But right now, we want to show you something. We have new footage obtained exclusively by ABC News. You're about to see what we believe is the only known videotape that has recorded both hijacked jets striking the towers. Here, let's look. We take you back to September 11th, 2 years ago, just seconds before the attacks on the World Trade Towers. An immigrant named Pavel Hava is recording a video postcard to send home to the Czech Republic. He is riding in an SUV approaching the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel. He captures a glimpse of the first plane going into the North Tower, but he doesn't know it. Then he goes into the tunnel, emerging from the tunnel, fixing his camera on the towers again, catching the second plane. It was only weeks later that he realized he had captured that first plane going into the North Tower. In fact, his son almost accidentally erased the tape. Here, you can just see American Flight 11 as it approaches and hits. The second horrifying attack, impossible to miss. The sound you hear, the engines of United Flight 175, only seconds before impact. New images of that now indelible day.
Number one suspect has got to be this man, Osama bin Laden.
seen at an airport. It was a plane that had a blue logo on the front, and it did not look like it belonged in this area, to be frankly about it.
I can only describe as it sounded like a missile, not an airplane.
Some people said they thought they saw a missile.
That's the only way I could describe the sound.
And it may not yet be over. We do know at this time that at least four targets have been attacked. The two Twin Trade Tower centers here in New York City, the Pentagon, and then another plane that was crashed deliberately into an area outside of Pittsburgh. That is the second plane hitting the Twin Trade Towers this morning.
Und später flog eine zweite Maschine heran.
Coming in, and this is now in slow motion. Oh, this is terrifying, awful.
There's a gentleman by the name of Ihab Muhammad Ali, and he was a sympathizer, bin Laden backer.
At 9 a.m. local time. Joining us now on the phone from New York is Steve Evans, who was, I believe, in the building at the time. Steve, what can you tell us about what happened this morning?
They are running away very, very quickly. There are more explosions further down the building. It was calm until we came on the air now, but I'm now looking up at this building.
At the moment, it's not really clear whether there was a plane crash or exactly what went on.
貿易センタービルに11日午前9時、日本時間の11日午後10時、航空機2機が激突炎上し、
انهار أحد برجي مبنى مركز التجارة العالمي في نيويورك بعد أن كانت طائرة قد اصطدمت به وأدت إلى اشتعال طوابقه العليا.
What's really stick in my mind is passing by people and filming them and filming their astonishment. And the eyes saying, this is not happening. I remember tilting the camera back and forth between the people and the tower in front of me.
Thank you.
out, the Twin Towers had collapsed. Now, unlike most conventional skyscrapers, which have lots of interior columns to give strength to the building, the exterior walls of the World Trade Center bore most of the load, so the direct attacks were enough to weaken the buildings and lead to their collapse.
Well, South Manhattan down here, just behind me. As you can see behind me, it's awful.
The Salomon Brothers building in New York has also collapsed.
I need to take a break.
Do you have any idea whether or not other buildings in the immediate area are vulnerable at the moment, whether there's concern about any other building as there was about this additional one after the towers?
Well, from the angle I'm looking at, we can see one other building still on fire.
There, but what we can see is that sections of the other tower are also crumbling. Now, the reason this is happening, according to the website for the World Trade Center, they're actually telling us that the structure, the outside cladding of this building, is integral to the safety and security of it. Once you penetrate that, apparently the very structure of the building is under threat, and that's why one tower has already collapsed. A live picture of the billowing smoke from the collapsing second tower. It is completely enveloped in smoke. It is on fire, and we understand this other tower is also in a situation of near collapse.
First, one of the Twin Towers we understand has collapsed entirely. We understand the second Twin Tower, there are also collapses there. We are looking at the live picture, the Twin Towers in New York.
This mass terrorism is the new evil in our world today. It is perpetrated by fanatics who are utterly indifferent to the sanctity of human life.
Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center.
Two airplanes have attacked, apparently. What? All right, well, let's go north then.
Make no mistake.
Most who saw and survived this day still had trouble believing what they saw. The phrase you heard over and over again was, it seemed just like a movie.
It was extraordinary. No wings flew off, nothing like that. It just went directly in, creating this sort of cavern-like hole. It reminds you of the worst kind of effects in movies that...
The towers.
Yes. It appears, because of the angle, I think, that the towers are leaning. And I don't think that is actually the case.
And as Tom ironically points out, the weather, absolutely perfect day
Tom
in New York City.
Tom told us right at the time of the attack, he said it was sunny, 64 degrees. And dry.
The weather, I take it, where you are is just about picture perfect.
Picture perfect, yes. It's very clear outside.
You're looking at the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan, where just a few minutes ago we're told that a plane, some reports are that it was a small commuter plane, crashed into the upper floors of one of the Twin Towers.
Thank you.
people work in the World Trade Center, and witnesses say that they saw...
In the municipal building, City Hall, Gracie Mansion, which is the mayor's residence, all things that could be considered...
A horrific scene here. There's debris flying through the air over the East River here into Brooklyn.
Let's go to the Trade Tower again, because, John, we now have a... What do we have? We don't...
Wow. It looks like a new plume, a new large plume of smoke.
Has left fiery, gaping holes in the 110-story building.
There's the wider shot of the two towers. Now, both towers have been hit by planes now in the last half hour. And again, I say we are totally powerless in knowing what's going on here. Slow motion of the plane coming in and hitting the obscured second tower. Tape of the airplane flying in and hitting the World Trade Center. What's going on here? Can't be a coincidence like this.
There's no bomb from inside. This is, as you put it, a terrorist attack. There's no two ways about it.
Perception. that. We do have an eyewitness. A little more than that. We do have an eyewitness. A little more than that. We do have an eyewitness.
Plane coming in high speed.
Good evening, everyone, or good morning, actually. We have breaking news. This out of downtown Manhattan. A plane has allegedly crashed into the World Trade Center. You're looking at live pictures right now from News Chopper 7. At 8:51, that is the time right now, just a few moments ago, allegedly a plane has crashed into the World Trade Center. Very little known. We are taking live pictures. You're looking at it. News Chopper 7. I believe John Del Giorno is in the air. John, if you can hear me, what do you see up there? Okay, so John's not with us at this moment, but Associated Press is reporting very little. A little more than that. We do have an eyewitness. A little more than that. We do have an eyewitness. A little more than that. We do have an eyewitness. A little more than that. We do have an eyewitness.
Both flights diverting them towards New York City. By 8:45 local time, the first plane is over the city heading for the World Trade Center. The American Airlines Boeing 767 with 92 people on board flies straight into the North Tower. A fireball erupts from a gaping hole in its north face. 9:03, the United Airlines plane with 65 on board is directed towards the South Tower. The plane plowed into the building, exploding in a massive fireball. Experts at the Health and Safety Executive calculated for ITV News that temperatures reached 1,000 degrees centigrade for 9 seconds. It was those fireballs that brought the towers down.
Idea what kind of plane it was?
I'm sorry?
Do you have any idea what hit the World Trade Center?
What it was?
Yeah, what kind of plane? We're getting reports that an airplane hit the building.
Oh, it was, I didn't even know that, honestly.
It might have been a DC-9 or a 747 just flew past my window, and I think it may have hit the Trade Center again.
To be honest, Elliot, I didn't get the impression that it was that big a plane.
Tell us what you saw, if you would.
I was waiting at a table, and I literally saw a... It seemed to be like a small plane.
He described it as a small plane.
It was a small commuter plane.
You're just joining us here at Sky Center.
Yeah. Wow, I never seen a plane flying so low. And we looked out at it, all of a sudden, boom, it seemed like it wasn't even real.
Then like 20 minutes after, I just saw another plane coming on the backside, making a huge turn and then hitting the other tower.
Where was the first plane coming from?
From north.
What did the plane look like?
Like a 737, like a jet plane.
I just saw a second plane come in from the south and hit the south tower halfway between the bottom and the top of the tower. It's got to be a terrorist attack.
The plane, commercial plane coming towards us. It's gonna hit my building. All of a sudden, I made a left-hand turn and a right, and then hit. All of a sudden, the whole downtown area just shook. It just literally, I thought it was an earthquake at 1.2, and then you can literally see the whole thing just explode.
And it actually went into the building there on the upper floor.
Yeah, going into the building. And I never saw that plane before. It's like something, I don't know. It's like they work with the mold. I never saw a plane like that before. Yeah.
And again, it was not a normal flight that I've ever seen at an airport.
All right. Thank you so much, Jean Uhrman.
You're very welcome.
Eyewitness here to a loud sonic boom she described as she was sitting inside her apartment.
There was a loud sound that I can only describe as it sounded like a missile, not an airplane. Then there was a loud explosion. And
some people said they thought they saw
a missile. I don't know how people could differentiate, but we might keep open the possibility that this was a missile attack.
I was on my roof, and I saw something from where I am. I really can't see what it is. I saw something go into the other building, because from where I am, I could see the World Trade Center.
They saw a missile. I don't know how people could differentiate.
At any point during this day, were you just, in a very base way, afraid?
There were many times, Miles, that you were afraid. You were worried, especially when I was standing in front of the Pentagon that night, seeing one of our fortresses pried open by a missile airplane.
Il mattino dopo entriamo nell'area proibita a bordo di un mezzo della polizia. Il tenente Michael Pappas ci racconta la sua discesa all'inferno.
Sì, facevamo parte di una squadra di soccorso con il compito di assistere le linee metropolitane, sia quelle sotterranee che quelle esterne. Abbiamo effettuato le ricerche dentro il negozio di fotografie e dietro la cassa abbiamo trovato un tavolo. Sopra c'erano tutte le pellicole che erano state sviluppate, con i nomi dei proprietari in ordine alfabetico e con la scritta da consegnare l'11 settembre alle 10 del mattino. Così abbiamo pensato, dobbiamo portare in salvo queste fotografie. In fondo sono i ricordi delle persone. Per loro è come se l'11 settembre non fosse mai arrivato. Il tempo si è fermato. Alcuni orologi sul muro segnavano l'ora precisa in cui si erano fermati, 8:45.
I just saw the entire top part of the World Trade Center explode. I turned on the TV when I heard they said it was a plane. It was really strange.
Bye-bye.
But I want to go to LA first. Frank Buckley is in Los Angeles with us. Frank, what can you tell us about what's going on there?
Aaron, we just saw what appeared to be the worst possible situation. The last thing that we want to show you, in fact, people arriving here at the airport appear apparently friends or family members of some of the victims of at least one of the flights. Three flights were bound for Los Angeles, and they are not arriving here, obviously. Now friends and family are beginning to trickle in. We haven't seen any until this moment, two people just arriving here at the airport. We can tell you that just within the last 15 minutes also, this terminal has, they have begun a process of evacuating this terminal. And in fact, all of Los Angeles Airport is being evacuated now, we are told, by airport police, who we just spoke to just a few minutes ago. I'd like to let you hear from Lieutenant Howard Whitehead of the Los Angeles Airport Police as to the status here at LAX. Three flights were bound for Los Angeles that appear to have been involved today. What accommodations are being made for the friends and family of passengers?
That's being handled by the airlines. They're having a meeting now concerning that, so that information you have to get from the airlines.
So officially, what are you starting at this point?
We're starting a total evacuation of the airport.
Will that include both workers and passengers?
Only key employees will remain at the airport.
This is the entire airport that will be evacuated?
Yes, ma'am.
Why the evacuation?
Because the evacuation has been ordered. I can't tell you why, but that's how it stands now.
Is there a security threat to the airport?
It's precautionary at this point.
Thanks very much. That was Lieutenant Howard Whitehead of the LAX police telling us again that just within the last 15 or 20 minutes, an order has come down, a command decision to close, to evacuate the terminals at LAX.